97 Out of the Hill. Welcome to the studio, Greg Overbeck.
Hello, Ron.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
This is Tourism, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Today, our guest, Greg Overbeck, co-owner and also happens to be marketing director at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, including Pedro Grill, Mez, 411 West, Squids, and their newest addition, replacing Spanky's last year, Lula's. Well, first of all, take just a moment for the folks who might not know, maybe they've been hiding under a rock for a while. Tell us about the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group and how you coordinate all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of places to go out to eat.
Well, the main thing, Ron, is we have managing partners at all the restaurants, so they own a piece of the business. And Pete Dorrance and Kenny Carlson and Mickey Yule, of course, was our senior partner. Mickey's retired, but we go back to way back in the day when I started bussing tables at Spanky's in 1977.
That's right. When I came to town, yeah. At the very first restaurant that I ate, that I ate at when I came to work was Spanky's.
Wow. Yeah. And then Pete started working there, and then Kenny came down from Connecticut. We all worked together. We wanted to do a place of our own. Mickey had been approached about the building where Squids is, so he said, let's stick together and do a seafood place. That's what we had wanted to do. We wanted to combine the Southern Calabash kind of fried seafood with the Northern clam chowder, broiled scrod, lobster. So we made Squids, and it was a big hit from the beginning. And then we did 411 West, and then expanded to Raleigh and 518, and then we went out to the RTP. And we got involved at Spanky's again. And then we did Mez and Page Road Grill, so I can't believe it's gone by as quickly as it has, but it's been a wonderful partnership. The four of us got along very, very well, very, very few problems over the years to deal with. Mm-hmm. I think we all respected that we all brought something different to the table.
Yeah.
And the partnership really clicked and really worked for a long time. Mickey's retired now, as I said, but Pete and Kenny and I go on, and then we got Tom Herzog at Squids and Tommy O'Connell at 411 here in Chapel Hill. And our newest venture, Lula's, is we're doing that with William Dovray. We've actually bought another piece of land out in the RTP next to Page Road Grill.
Really?
So we're going to be doing a concept out there.
So you have three restaurants there right together.
We will, yeah.
Wow. Well, tell me, first of all, the Spanky's tradition has been around for a long time, and everybody knows Spanky's, but tell us what motivated that metamorphosis into Lula's, and how is Lula's doing now?
Well, you know, Spanky's was a great idea back in the day, and it had an incredible run. I mean, if you went to any restaurateur and said, you're going to be open for 40 years, they'd take that deal. If you said five to some, they'd take that deal.
Okay, some would take it a year.
Some would take a year. but, you know, it was a concept that at the time was very topical, and it just was kind of an old girl that needed to be retired. Mm-hmm. So it coincided with Mickey retiring from the company, and that was his first real venture. You know, he did Harrison's before that on Franklin Street with his cousin, but he did Spanky's, and it was a huge hit. You know, one of the first places to serve a mixed drink in North Carolina. It was a Georgetown kind of atmosphere, and that it kind of aged, and you know, honestly, business had dropped off over the years, and it wasn't making any money, so it was time to try something different.
I remember that first drink. One of the first drinks served in North Carolina was there that night.
Me too.
It's really
I probably served you.
Cool. You might have. Where did Lula's get the name?
Well, William, our chef, William Dovray, his great-grandmother was named Lula.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught his grandmother to cook, and his grandmother taught his mother to cook. So he learned a lot from his grandmother, who had learned from Lula, his great-grandmother. So when we were talking about the name, we just said, you know, that's a good name. Let's go with it. So, you know, naming a restaurant is a very difficult thing to do. It's a lot harder than naming children. I've got two kids, and coming up with a name of the restaurant is a lot harder than that. But we like the sounds of Lula's, and it's pretty easy to remember. It's short and sweet, so we went with that.
Well, it has become very popular at a very short period of time, and I know that you've even done commercials on the radio talking and inviting everybody to dine locally at one of your restaurants, but also if you're not eating at one of your restaurants, to make sure you eat at some local establishment. Why is that so important to you?
Well, you know, it's a very, very, very competitive market out there, especially in Chapel Hill. We have, honestly, we have too many restaurants to be supported by the population base we have in this area. And what we want people to do, you know, obviously, as I said in the commercial that we taped many years ago, if you're going to support a restaurant, support the restaurants that are owned by local people.
Yeah.
You know, we put our money back into the local economy. We do fundraisers. We help with charities. We give back to the community. You go to the chain restaurants, that money's going back to L.A. or New York or Chicago, wherever their headquarters are. It's not staying here in the area.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just got through with the public school breakfast. As you know, you were there broadcasting. Thank you, WCHL, for being there.
But, teacher's first breakfast. It's quids.
You know, the teacher's breakfast is an unbelievable undertaking. And we just got through doing the volunteer's breakfast for the SECU house. So, mm-hmm. You know, we're involved in the community. We live here. Our kids go to school here. So we want to give back to the community. The chain restaurants don't do that.
Yeah.
Period.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question here. Now, a lot of people are familiar with the name Overbeck. Hmm. And Overbeck name is a big one around these circles. Your wife...
Thanks to my wife.
Your wife is a big soccer star. And she played with Mia Hamm. And what's Carla up to these days?
Well, she's still at Duke. Funny enough, you know, she played at Carolina with Anson Dorrance. Pete's my partner, his brother. We have a very close relationship with a lot of the athletic department, but, you know, especially close one with women's soccer here at Carolina. Anson is Pete's brother. He coaches here. He's had an unbelievable record with 21, 22 national championships.
Amazing.
Carla, interestingly enough, when she got through with the World Cup in 91, she wasn't really sure if she was going to still be on the national team. They weren't really sure we were still going to have a national team.
Yeah.
So she was looking around and for something to do, and her coach at Duke, the guy she worked for, Bill Hempen, talked to Anson, and Anson said, you know, you're looking for an assistant. You couldn't do any better than Carla. So she's had a wonderful time over there. She loves it. She loves working with the girls, and she's doing great. She just had a knee replacement, so she's not playing any soccer wow. anymore, and a little hard for her to run anymore. But
well, I was just going to say, is it safe to say that she's the best athlete in the family?
Yes, absolutely. I never thought I would say that, but yeah, she's unbelievable. As I used to tell my friends, you know, when I was first going out with Carla, I'm like, you know, Carla say, honey, we're watching the Redskins play the Cowboys at 4:00 Sunday. And at halftime, we could go out and she could throw me a tight spiral from 30 yards. So, yeah, she's an unbelievable athlete.
Yeah,
to this day. She can play golf, basketball. She could have played volleyball or basketball in college. So
I know about her athleticism. That's why I asked you that question.
Yeah,
I just wanted to embarrass you.
Thank you,
Brian. But is there anything else our listeners should know about changes downtown, including your restaurants downtown?
Well, you know, everybody downtown is facing a really difficult situation. We just need people to get downtown and support. You know, I know people are afraid of the parking. The town's done a lot of things to improve the parking downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to see some more changes made. We'd like to see enforcement rolled back to 6:00 instead of 8:00. We've been asking for that for a long time. But there is more parking than there used to be downtown, and it is more accessible than it used to be. So don't be afraid of that coming downtown. We're hoping the town will work with us, with all the businesses in Chapel Hill, and make parking free after 6:00. That's one thing we would love to see like it used to be.
Yeah.
It is that way on the streets, but not in the lots. But if you want restaurants to stay around and you want old businesses that you're used to, you know, a lot of people were really upset when Spanky's closed, but, you know, I'd talk to people and go, when's the last time you were there? And it'd be like, well, you know, 2 years ago we went there for our daughter's birthday. And I'm like, restaurants don't survive if that's the way you support them.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to build that regular customer base. So get up there, check it out. Lula's is, I mean, you know, I've said it before here, but best fried chicken, best biscuits I've ever had. The brunch is unbelievable. Parking's free on Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I know that, you know, this is this is tourism. We talk about tourism a lot.
Yeah.
I know some people who come all the way from Raleigh on a regular basis to eat at Squids.
Yeah.
You know, and you bring a lot of folks into the community, and that's really important, too, for our local economy, as you were mentioning.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at the number of restaurants in town, and a lot of them have been around for a long time, but it's a huge part of our tourism, because when people come to town, you know, they support the restaurants, but we need the locals to get out and support local restaurants, too.
Absolutely. Well, Greg Overbeck, thank you so much for being with us today.
You bet, Ron. It's a real pleasure to be here with you.
Good conversation. Greg Overbeck, co-owner, marketing director, Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. And that includes Pedro Grill, Mez, 411 West, Squids, their newest addition replacing Spanky's last year. That is Lula's in downtown Chapel Hill. And this conversation is always about food and tourism in Orange County. See you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. For all the best reasons to bring family, friends, or conferees to Orange County, go to visitchapelhill.org and follow them on Instagram, visitchapelhill. 853, this is 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.